We now bring to these microphones David James. He has a report that we post on our website, prophecytoday.com. It's on the homepage. Go down the right-hand column, you'll see it. We talk about current issues that need to be discussed and for you to eavesdrop on our conversations to understand really what is happening in our world, how that relates to the Bible, and a proper hermeneutic as you study God's Word. So it's a valuable piece of information available to you on our website. David writes articles. He also has the conversations with me. You can listen to them. Pass them along to other people, or at least tell them where they can find David James' report, because these are very, very important issues being discussed that the body of Christ needs to know about. David, welcome back, and let's think about this new movie that's just been released, Heaven is for Real. It's about someone who claims to have actually visited heaven. Have you had an opportunity to see this movie yet?
Well, actually, I have. I just walked out of the theater about 15 minutes ago, so it's still fresh in my mind.
Well, that's great. Great time for the discussion. Now, it mentions, and I have not read the book, nor have I yet seen the movie. That's why I'm relying upon you to give us great insight here. But as I understand, a little boy supposedly visited heaven when he had a near-death experience. By the way, what is a near-death experience?
Well, a near-death experience is when someone either actually clinically dies or comes close to that. In other words, his heart flatlines, and sometimes this will be from a few minutes to actually as much as a few hours in cases. And during that time, people claim to have various kinds of experiences. They involve some things that are similar, like floating above their body, moving toward a light, going through a tunnel, seeing a bright white or very bright being of some kind.
I am now writing a book focused on heaven, Heaven Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. I've been doing the series and meetings and conferences where I would be speaking. It's very well received because people want to know the truth about heaven. But David, have you noticed how many people are talking about these near-death experiences, and some of them even talking about visits into heaven?
Yes, it's one of the new things that has come along, and it's really gaining a lot of traction. Over the last few days, well, I read the book that this movie was based on about a week ago, and literally in the last 2 days, I've bought 5 other books about people having near-death experiences. I've read 3 of them and skimmed through 2 of them, and one of them was a compilation that had about 20 accounts in it. So I've read extensively, just in the last couple of days, about 25 different of these experiences. Plus, these books are selling in the millions and millions, multiple millions.
I can't not understand that. So I understand the boy was 3 or 4 years of age when he supposedly had this near-death experience and then went into heaven. Now, that being the case, how did the story be, how was it told? How did somebody get it? I think it was, if I remember correctly, his father and mother interviewed him, and then the father wrote a book along this line.
Yes, and it's interesting that in the movie is different from the book in certain places, and what happened, and so you get some details in the book that you don't in the movie. What happened was it apparently came out over the course of many months. One of the things they said, they didn't want to pressure him or lead him on into giving answers, but it's not like they just sat down with him and asked him what he saw. So here you have this happened when he was 3 years old. During the time that he was 4 years old was when this came out. And so he just began talking about these things, but just giving little snippets here and there. So it was actually over a very long, protracted time. And, you know, you don't know what can happen in the mind of a little boy, and also the kind of influence that others can have on him as he begins to reveal or talk about some of these things.
You know, I understand his father was a pastor. And how in the world would he, having studied the Word of God, which he should have to be a pastor, how would he have believed this young boy, and how would he have known he wasn't just making this up?
Well, you know, I have to be honest with you. There are some things that are difficult to understand. The reason that his father believed him is because he told of a time when he was on the operating table, when he saw his dad in a little room praying and actually arguing and yelling at God. He saw his mother in another place talking on the phone, and he had no way of knowing that directly. Another thing was that he knew that his mother had lost a baby while she was pregnant, and she had not been born yet. They say that Colton is a little boy, that he shouldn't have known that. But then when he was talking about that, he said he met his sister in heaven. So there are some things that are difficult to explain, but they're not impossible to explain. His father was a pastor at a conservative church. And it's these kinds of things that persuaded his father that this is true.
Well, it seems like millions of people are apparently thinking that this is the only explanation as to really what happened. Could there be another explanation?
Well, yes, actually, if you start doing some research on these near-death experiences, what you find is that, and there have been scientific studies, not just anecdotal things, that there are certain things that happens in the brain with hormones and chemicals that are released right at the time of death or near death. And you know, the other thing is, there are things that happen in this world that we can't fully explain. So I'm not going to try to explain everything, but I know this. We have certain instances where mothers are able to lift cars off their children. The human mind is capable of doing all kinds of things. I have wild and crazy dreams every night. I could be writing books and writing movie scripts. I mean, they are just, but they seem so vivid and real while you're doing them. So what the human mind is capable of, I think, is definitely one possible explanation. The other is, there is a spiritual realm. And these near-death experiences are experienced by people, and experiences of where they say they go to heaven are experienced by people all across the religious spectrum, and the majority of them are not Christians.
Wow. So that does say it's another spirit other than the Holy Spirit. By the way, I'm one also that has crazy dreams at night. We need to collaborate. We become rich writing movies and stuff.
Some of them are really good.
Yeah, they really are. But besides what we've already talked about, David, talk to me. What else did he see in heaven? If I remember, I just read the reviews. He saw God, who was a giant angel. He sat up in Jesus' lap. Is this all correct?
Yes, those are things he claims. He said he saw many angels, heard them singing. The other thing he claims, and here's where you start getting out of the biblical realm in many ways, everyone in heaven has wings, including those who have died. So he saw people who had died. Everyone had wings. In fact, he claims that he had little wings as well. He says that Jesus has a horse that is colored with all the colors of the rainbow. Well, we know when Jesus returns to the earth in Revelation 19, he's on a white horse. And that may seem like a little detail, but the issue is that with all of these experiences that different people have, out of the 25 that I've read, not any two of them agree on anything that they saw to any degree of detail. Heaven is different, the gates are different, the people are different, the angels are different, what they see, experience, all these things are different. If they're seeing the same place, if they're going to the same place, these should be the same.
Well, that is a key to understanding what is going on here. I've always said, I think you've said the same thing, I don't prove my Bible by experience, but instead I prove my experience by my Bible. And so if every one of these accounts that you've read are saying something different, or maybe adding on to something that nobody else had to say, this is showing us that this is simply experience, and it could be through a evil spirit, but it's not of God's word.
Well, for 2 Corinthians 11, we read Satan appears as an angel of light. So you have to be concerned about these people who don't believe in God, including atheists, who reject God, who claim to also have had these experiences of going to heaven. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that the Word of God equips us for everything to make it through life, but it says nothing about these near-death experiences. So we have no information in the Bible how to handle these, deal with these, evaluate these, except the fact that the Bible is silent about near-death experiences, and plus the fact that, like you said, there are other spirits. This is a spiritual battle that we're in, and it's of deep concern.
I want to ask you about some of your concerns about how popular this is becoming, but first, let me ask you this. This has to be an experience that people are talking about, and everybody's, I know some good godly people who purchased this book early on and were giving it to other people, telling them to read it. This is a must type of read. How do you deal with the brothers and sisters in Christ and others who try to defend what this book is relating to us?
Well, I think, first of all, like we've already discussed, we direct people back to the Word of God, and we can ask them questions. Where do we find any information about this in the Word of God? Where do we find anyone in the Bible experiencing these kinds of things? If the Bible cannot serve for the guide and to interpret experiences that we have throughout life, then it doesn't really meet the standard of being the Word of God, nor does it meet the claim, its own claims of equipping us to make it through this life in a God-pleasing way.
Those are some of your concerns. Do you have any other concerns about how popular this is becoming?
I think my greatest concern, again, is the fact that so many people of all kinds of faiths, beliefs, or no beliefs, are claiming to experience the same thing. And one of the things that struck me in the movie that it was different from the book, and that is the book made it clear that the only way to heaven was through faith in Jesus Christ. However, the movie proclaims a universalistic message. It says nothing about the cross per se, and how it is that people have eternal life and go to heaven through Christ. And all of the other, many of the other experiences say the same thing. In fact, the reports that I'm reading say that a lot of people have left conservative Bible-teaching churches after having these because of the exclusive message of salvation in Christ alone. That is an extremely dangerous message that cuts to the heart of the gospel and cuts to the heart of what someone's eternal destiny will be.
And I would only add, I believe it destroys our hope in the reality of heaven and our eternal existence with the Lord there in that afterlife, in the new heavens, new earth, and new Jerusalem ahead. God's Word gives us the hope, and it's absolute. And don't try to put any belief or hope in any type of extra experience that may take place. David, again, thank you so very much for joining us, doing all the research. Man, I appreciate this. This is great to bring you to the table. To be involved in a conversation with me. I'm learning. Our people who are eavesdropping on the conversation are learning as well. Thank you so much, good buddy. We'll have another discussion next week on another issue.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We're looking forward to the opportunity of getting back with David. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com. That's where you'll be able to see David James' reports.